When William Shakespeare's plays were first performed at the end of the 16th century, boys played the female roles. While women eventually got to play those parts, it was not until 1899, when Sarah Bernhardt played Hamlet, that a woman took on one of the powerful roles Shakespeare wrote for men. Since then, only a handful of women have followed Bernhardt's example. So, 5 years ago, a Boston-based theater group decided to offer productions of Shakespeare in which women play all of the roles. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR reports on The Company of Women.
When The Company of Women was founded to do all-female productions of Shakespeare, some people asked why a feminist troupe wanted to do plays by a dead white male. The answer, says Associate Director Daniela Varon, is why not?
We were dying to be kings and knaves and fools and all these great parts. I mean, your average Shakespeare play has 3-4 roles for women, which of course weren't played by women in Shakespeare's time. To get to play the full range of human life and experience that you find in Shakespeare's plays is an extraordinary opportunity for an actor.
The company began by staging readings and workshops and finally assembled enough funding to mount its first production 2 years ago. That was Henry V. This year, the company is staging King Lear. It features co-founder Kristen Linkletter in the title role and Fran Bennett as the Earl of Gloucester.
Were all the letters sons? I could not see one.
Read!
What, with a case of eyes?
Oh, are you there with me? No eyes in your head, nor no money in your purse. Your eyes are in a heavy case, your purse in a light. Yet you see how this world goes.
I see it feelingly.
What art mad? A man may see how this world goes with no eyes. Look with thine ears.
The Company of Women has received mixed reviews. When Boston Globe cultural reporter Patty Hartigan first heard about the troupe, she applauded its efforts. But when she saw an early workshop production, Hartigan says the performance was pretty rough.
I don't really think that they had the technique down. They were doing a lot of the things that I think women are tempted to do when they're caricaturing men. Grunting and grabbing their crotches and strutting around in the machismo way. But maybe that's something they have to do in order to be able to get to a more subtle technique of portraying character. It's a temptation. Gee, I get to be a guy, so I'm going to scratch myself.
Hartigan is looking forward to seeing what the Company of Women does with King Lear. In their defense, company founders say they're scrupulous about staying true to Shakespeare's language. But for the current production of Lear, the company has, in a way, changed the play by casting a 13-year-old as the all-knowing fool.
The reason why the 7 stars are no more than 7 is a pretty reason.
Because they are not 8?
Yes, indeed! Thou wouldst made a good fool.
Monster ingratitude!
If thou wert my fool, uncle, I'd have thee beaten for being old before thy time.
How's that?
Thou shouldst not have been old till thou hadst been wise.
It wasn't just to shed new light on Shakespeare's work that the company cast 13-year-old Ari Grainer as the only character who sees what's going on in a world full of plotting and deceit. The company was co-founded by Carol Gilligan, a Harvard psychologist who has become known for her studies of young girls. Gilligan says girls have a kind of wisdom that's often lost on adults.
If you want to know about what's going on in a family or in a schoolroom, you ask girls, you can get very detailed descriptions. And one of the things that came out of our research, the Harvard Project research, is girls know all this by just paying attention and putting things together and watching and keeping track. Girls are tremendously interested in the human world, and they listen a great deal. And that openness and that listening means that they're taking in all of this.
But around the age of 13, Gilligan says girls stop talking about what they know because they're told to keep their voices down and act like young ladies. To help women of all ages rediscover the self-confidence they had before they were teenagers, Gilligan holds workshops across the country, which include a combination of writing exercises, theater games, and storytelling. These are presented as part of Company of Women programs wherever the troupe travels. At a workshop held at Smith College in Massachusetts, Gilligan asked the participants to imagine themselves 11-year-old girls attending a festival held in ancient Greece on the night of the full moon.
And the girls wore bear costumes. So put on your bear costume. Feel the fur now on your arms and legs. Begin to feel
feel in your body what it's like. There are no grown-ups around.
The workshops also include sessions with company co-founder Kristen Linkletter. A vocal coach and author of the book Freeing the Natural Voice, Linkletter has worked for more than 20 years trying to help actors lose the inhibitions that she says keep them from using their full vocal power. She employs those same methods to take workshop participants back to a time when it was okay to express themselves and life was a lot more fun.
You hear the wonderful sounds that six-year-olds, seven-year-olds make in the playground. Great, high, squealing sounds. To me, that's ecstasy. It's the life force. And yet, what we do in our acculturating of children is to say, oh, don't make that horrible noise. And then that energy, that excitement gets brought down, and people tend to become dulled then when they're 13, 14, 15, and it disappears.
Up to now, Linkletter and the Company of Women have focused on these workshops and Shakespeare productions to make women's voices heard. But a few months ago, the members of the company began collaborating on their first original play. So far, they've completed just one scene called The Interview that presents the cacophony of conflicting voices that young girls often hear.
If you were playing a game with a boy, would you let him win?
No.
No way. I beat the boys all the time.
You better shut your mouth or you'll never get a man.
She doesn't need a man.
She needs somebody, and she's not a lesbian.
What do you think is the world's biggest problem?
War. Definitely war.
Show them how pretty you are when you say that. Smile. That's better. She's so pretty when she smiles.
War, maybe?
When the play's finished, the company will make it part of its repertoire. But getting funding for new productions has always been difficult. Some arts organizations turned the troupe down because the inclusion of the workshops for girls and women was deemed too psychological and not performance. The company has been rejected by feminist groups because it presents plays by a male. Kristen Linkletter says she's baffled that some people just don't get what the company is trying to do.
What we would like to hope is that that new look will say, why do we not hear women's voices more powerfully within our everyday existence? What would happen if the resonance of women's voices came into society, not to replace, heaven forfend, the resonance of men's voices, but to harmonize perhaps a little bit more and thereby bring a greater harmony into the society that we live in.
Kristen Linkletter and the other company founders hope one day to raise enough money to set up companies of women and girls to do Shakespeare all over the country. They'd like to take their current production of King Lear to Europe. And eventually, they'd love to cause some trouble by performing in countries where men don't allow women to assume positions of authority. For National Public Radio, I'm Charlene Scott.